Welcome to the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. This podcast is designed to help you grow in faith and walk in the promises of God's Word. Now, let's join today's episode with our host, Tim Dumas.
Hello, I'm Tim Dumas. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. I do pray that you are doing well and growing in the things of God. God said of himself in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, that he is the Lord who heals. And that's who we believe God is, because that's who he said he is. So let's get into his word. Let's understand what God is wanting to reveal to us through his word so that we can believe it and walk in it and experience it and know God the way that he wants us to know him. Today, I want to focus on Romans chapter 15, verse 13, and I'll share that from the English Standard Version. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that the power of the Holy Spirit may abound in hope. Amen. Now, first, let's talk about hope. What does hope actually mean when the Bible refers to hope? What is biblical hope? Because, you know, most of the time today when somebody says they're hoping for something, it's more like wishful thinking. Like I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow. Or I hope my favorite team wins the ball game, something like that. But that's not how hope is used in the Bible. Biblical hope means a confident expectation based on God's word. It means God said it, so we have a full confidence that what God said is true and will come to pass. And therefore, we're not going to be anxious about it. We're not going to be worried about it. We believe God. We believe his word. We believe his word is true. We believe he is faithful. We believe he watches over his word to perform it. We believe this. So when we have hope, what we're doing is it's an expression of trust in God in what his word says. That his word is true, that God is faithful to do what he said. Let me kind of give you an example. Years ago, I worked at a homeless mission in Tulsa, and there were a few churches that would send buses around to pick people up. And some of those would come by the homeless mission I worked at to pick up people to take them to church on Sunday morning. Some of the buses, honestly, weren't faithful in coming. And the people who waited on those buses from those churches, you know, they kind of waited with anxiousness. By that, I mean, if the bus was supposed to be there at 10 and it wasn't 10 yet, then they started to get a little worried, started to get a little anxious. If it was 5 after 10, they started to wonder if the bus was coming or not. If it was 10 after 10, they would give up and just walk away. But there was one church that was faithful. Every Sunday, the bus would be there. Now, you know, of course, with a bus and with a schedule and with a route, you can't always determine the exact time you were going to be there. So they weren't always there right on time, but they were there. They were always there. So the people who waited for that bus, they were never anxious. They were never worried. If it was 10 o'clock and the bus wasn't there yet, they didn't worry about it. They knew it was coming. If it was 5 after 10, they still wasn't worried. They were just sitting, relaxing, enjoying the morning. They knew that that church was faithful to send a bus. So they never worried about it. They never doubted it. And they just stayed there until the bus came. That's how we should have an outlook and how we should deal with God's word. Just because we're not experiencing it today, we shouldn't get worried about it. Just because we're not seeing it yet doesn't mean we should get worried about it. We should have full confidence in it, full confidence in our expectation for what God has revealed in his word to be true to come to pass in our life. That's why this verse says, may the God of hope, the God who gives us this confident expectation, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. We can have peace while we are believing for what God's word says to come to pass. We can have peace. We don't have to be anxious about it. And in fact, we can have joy because we're so much expecting it. And that's what God wants us to have. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Let's believe God. Let's grow. And let's have full confidence. And let's have biblical hope that what he says will come to pass, will come to pass, because he is faithful. Thank you for joining today's episode with me. I hope it's been a blessing. Again, my name is Tim Dumas. Until next time, may God's riches and best be yours.